Welcome to Global Talk. I'm Justin Vella. On the line is Tamer Khan, the Nationalist U.S. correspondent. He's going to talk about the efforts surrounding a long-awaited missile defense shield for GCC countries. Can you describe the missile defense shield that the GCC countries aim to establish? When it's completed, what exactly will it protect and who or what is the threat?
Well, at this point, it's still all quite theoretical, but the announced intention of the GCC countries and the U.S. is to kind of work more concertedly towards a region-wide missile defense umbrella. The main aim of the missile defense shield would be to guard against Iranian threats.
How far back do these plans go exactly, and why has there been renewed focus on it recently?
Well, the U.S. has pushed for an integrated missile defense system across the GCC for quite some time. I mean, going back decades. And the countries, you know, there have been talks about doing this. And I think at some very basic levels, perhaps some coordination. But still, the Gulf countries haven't really linked their individual missile defenses. There's a great kind of discrepancy between some of their systems. I mean, it really takes a lot of planning, a lot of effort to do this, and, you know, both on the technical side and on the political side, and especially on the latter, you know, it isn't always smooth. The nuclear talks with Iran have created a renewed push for this. I mean, on the U.S. side, they've always kind of been wanting to do this, but I think on the GCC side as well, there's more interest, more incentive now to kind of get more serious as a, you know, to guard against Iran, even if the talks are successful and Iran doesn't have, isn't able to produce a nuclear weapon over the next 10 or 15 years, you know, the deal will expire at some point. And so a big part of, you know, deterring Iran is to create an integrated missile defense system over those during that time, because it will take, you know, quite some time and effort to do that. And also Iran's capabilities, kind of conventional ballistic missile capabilities, are in terms of, you know, ability to place missiles on targets is also developing. And that's something that the U.S. and the GCC countries want to keep ahead of.
Right. And as you said, there is political and also technical barriers to creating this missile defense umbrella, as it's being called. Could you talk a little bit about how exactly regional missile defense integration will work in simple terms?
You know, when you talk to the military experts, and officially talk about a hub and spoke system where you have command and control kind of coordinated through one hub, which would have, you know, U.S. Commanders at the you know, as well as from the GCC, from the countries. And then the spokes would be the actual interceptor missiles, radars, sensors, naval, you know, which are connected to naval ships as well. And so that would allow equipment to be placed in the best possible locations that make the most sense, regardless of national borders. So it's kind of linked into one defense system. So that's the basic idea of it.
Why do you think that the U.S. has been pushing so much for the missile defense shield, even more so, it seems, than some of the GCC countries themselves?
I mean, because it kind of theoretically, or just in, you know, the context of guarding against Iran, deterring Iran, it makes the most sense. I mean, it is the most efficient, the most effective way to guard against Iranian missile threat. But that, you know, that's all theoretical, because on the political side, there are real differences within the GCC countries on how they view the Iranian threat. And also, perhaps even more than that, for any country, you know, kind of giving up some sovereignty in terms of basic core national security, you know, control and decision making is difficult.
And among the GCC states, which countries have the most advanced military capabilities?
I mean, in terms of missile defense and air forces, you know, the UAE, Saudi, I think Qatar are all scheduled or in the process of getting upgrading their missile defense systems. The U.S. This is another, you know, the U.S. rather than selling the same systems to each country, it would be more effective if CCC as a bloc bought these systems. Which they're now able to do, but haven't done yet.
That's an important point because Gulf Arab states have recently been lobbying to change the speed of which they can purchase weapons from the U.S. Have you heard of any new commitments being made by the Obama administration to speed this up?
Well, I think there's been recognition both by, you know, from what I heard coming out of the Camp David summit between President Obama and U.S. officials and their Gulf counterparts, was that both Obama and the U.S. Secretary of Defense, Ashton Carter, acknowledged that this is a significant problem in terms of, you know, getting weapons and systems that Gulf countries, you know, say they need, and the U.S. agrees that they need in a timely fashion, and it's something they've committed to reforming that process. But in terms of concrete, you know, changes in the past few weeks, you know, it's waiting to be seen. They are backing up the kinds of commitments that were made after Camp David, but you know, it's still the beginning of a process. I mean, integrating the region's missile defenses is something that would take, you know, years to do, you know, for technical and political reasons.
And finally, how great a threat do you think the GCC states see Iran's missiles to be? And do you think that the missile defense shield is as much about maintaining a military superiority over Iran as being able to shoot down those missiles?
I think in terms of military superiority, the Gulf, you know, in terms of the quality of the weapons they have, the amount they spend, kind of dwarfs Iran's capabilities. I mean, a lot of Iran's more sophisticated systems date back to the 70s when they got them from the U.S. You know, they're aging. It's unclear how capable they are. But Iran does right now pose a threat. They pose a threat from what are called asymmetric missile capabilities, you know, that they can launch from ships. They use them, you know, kind of, they basically can target without very much precision. They can target the Gulf, you know, targets in the Gulf and along the kind of coast and borders. They have longer range capabilities, but without much precision, which they could kind of aim at cities and you know, use as more of a terror weapon more than a precise, you know, targeting of specific, you know, for example, water desalination or military headquarters, something like that. So they have pretty rudimentary capabilities, relatively rudimentary capabilities at the moment. And the sophistication and kind of scale of Gulf Air Forces kind of do provide a deterrent against that, because Iran basically can't guard against wouldn't be able to guard against much against their counterattacks. And Iran could, you know, from the experts I talked to, they could pose their missile systems can pose a significant threat right now if they were able to kind of link them together. There was like volleys of rockets that could try to overwhelm some of the missile defenses that are there now. But those are unproven capabilities. I mean, these are things that tactics they haven't really tested. As of now, kind of the threat is not as great, but I guess the challenge is to keep up with Iran, which is working on precision long-range systems, which would pose much more of a threat.
To read Timur's stories on GCC missile defense, visit thenational.ae/world and follow us on Twitter @thenationalrome.